Welcome to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. The Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is going to be performing another of their series of Masterworks concerts tomorrow night. That's March 20th, 8 o'clock, Capitol Theater of the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. And the soloist for the occasion will be Amit Peled, who is back on the Midday after it's been 6 years. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Hard to believe. And you are playing, I think you will be playing tomorrow night, too, a different cello than you were 6 years ago.
Yes. Well, 6 years ago it was Andreas Guarneri, which is not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
And this time it's a Goffrilla of Pablo Casals, which is also not bad. So I feel very lucky.
All right. And so you've said this before, but, you know, just say it again. How did you get your hands on Casals' cello?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was fortunate through a mutual friend to play for Mrs. Casals Istomin, the widow of Pablo Casals. An audition was arranged for me, and I came to her apartment in Washington and played for her. The intention was not to get this cello. It was just to get to know her, since she's such a legend in the music world and beyond. And I was just very fortunate to get to meet her and to play for her. And that sort of quote-unquote audition turned out into a very long and detailed lesson with her.
Oh, really?
She's an amazing musician. And
she was a cellist, too.
She was a cellist, too, and studied with Casals. And my main teacher was Bernard Greenhaus, who was also a student of Casals.
Very well known.
And there I was sitting, feeling that I am in a lesson with Greenhaus.
Uh-huh.
Same idea as a vibrato, changing the vibrato, trying to make a phrase alive. The speed of the bow, the weight on the bow, the location of the bow, all those things, respecting the composer. And I was in heaven just having that lesson, because usually these days I say those things to a student and I don't hear it myself. So it's very good to hear it and to be reminded. And then eventually, after more than an hour, she said, well, Amit, let's have a glass of wine, which I couldn't refuse, even though it was midday. But
yes.
And then we were talking, and she said, you know, you're a big guy, and the maestro was small, and would you like to come to New York and try his cello? That was it.
That was it.
I said yes.
Would you like to come to New York and try his cello?
And I she said, this was in May, and she said, would you come in July? I will be there. And I said, oh, of course I will. And I came, and I tried the cello. And again, I thought that was it. I thanked her, and
you never had in the back of your mind?
Well, of course I do.
Oh, okay.
It's like when I played basketball, I wanted to play in the NBA with Michael Jordan, but you know, it's always in the back of your mind, but you don't really think it will happen. And then about 2 weeks later, she wrote me an email, and she said that she would like me to have the cello for the next few years and to be able to carry on this legacy and to share the voice of this cello in every place I go, which is practically all over the world. So I really feel privileged, and now every concert is sold out, and I know it's not because of me, but at least
I get
the best seat in the house.
You know, to use another sports analogy, in surfing, there's the wave and then there's the surfer, and it takes both to make an exciting performance.
And actually, it's true with those old instruments. One needs to find a way not to disturb them, and it's not easy. You need to really know what you're doing in order to let it blossom.
Now, given the season, I can't resist a short digression into your career as a basketball player.
Well, I just heard that the team of Wisconsin are now in the March Madness.
It's in the air.
Yeah. So it's very exciting to be here when this game is on. Unfortunately, it's tomorrow when we have the concert. But we're going to follow it. Yeah, I'm a big follower of basketball. I used to play. My son now play basketball and violin, but basketball is more important. And I can't wait to follow him and hopefully cross finger that he will be good at it as I was. And we both are fanatic about the Cavaliers because their coach is Israeli. So we're planning a trip, an 8-hour drive trip to Cleveland to watch a playoff game.
From Baltimore?
Baltimore. Yeah. I live in Baltimore.
Peabody, yeah. As one more small but related digression, I interviewed some time ago a cellist who was at one of the prestigious music camps, and she was playing basketball. And Rudolf Serkin comes by and says, you know, you really shouldn't be doing that. and leaves, and then she jammed her finger as soon as he left.
Well, you mentioned Rudolf Serkin, so I know which festival it was. It was Marlboro.
That's right.
And in Marlboro, I was there too. And not only that you either meet your wife there or get divorced in Marlboro, you also play basketball. So I met my wife in Marlboro, and I played more basketball than cello there. But it was not the circuit days, so nobody told us to stop.
And you never had a jammed finger?
No.
Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting psychology, though. I mean, to realize that you have fingers that are playing Casals cello and also, you know, shooting hoops. It must be exciting. Speaking of exciting, on this new CD of yours, I mean, brand new, it's still warm.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Collage. Amit Pellet and Noreen Pallera, who is the pianist. You have on this one of the pieces you're playing in the concert tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a popper tarantella, and it's a really cool piece. Usually students play it when they're very young, and they hate it because it's so difficult and never touch it again. But since I started playing the Casals cello, I also started to realize, investigating his programs, that his concert program were more fun for the public than today, if I can use that word. It was constructed sort of like a meal. You had in the first half a piece that was like aperitif, like 10 minutes piece. It could be Handel sonata or a Baroque piece, Boccherini. And then the steak would come, would be the main sonata, the main, in those days, also concerto with piano. And second half was just desserts. So I started constructing program in that sense. And I've seen amazing change in public reaction, because it's more natural rather than playing three big sonatas that one fall asleep.
Not the cellist, but the audience.
Yeah,
of
well, sometimes also the cellist, you'll be surprised. But so part of it, of this collage CD, was to record a steak, the Rachmaninoff sonata, and then to record two really cool pieces, the Five Folk Dances by Zinzanze, which is a nice dessert. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, the strawberry on top of the cake, the tarantella. And so my intention was, you know, these days, if we ever hear CDs, it would probably end up being in the car, sitting in a traffic jam or something like this. And I wanted people to have the experience of a concert hall in the car. So you get this big piece, and then you get two desserts, rather than everything that Rachmaninoff wrote for cello, everything that Beethoven wrote for cello.
Sure, sure.
That's the intention of the CD and the intention of programming these days my concerts, which is entirely influenced by Casals and that era.
Well, that's a great idea. And can we start with dessert?
We can start with dessert, yeah.
So this is the David Popper tarantella, played by my guest today, Amit Pellet, with pianist Noreen Cassidy Pallera. David Popper's Tarantella, beloved piece from days gone by, you might say, but one that's still very popular with audiences today. And it was performed there by Amit Pellet. He was the cellist playing the, let's see, in this case, you're playing the Guarneri.
Yeah, the Guarneri cello.
With pianist Noreen Cassidy Pallera. That's from his newest CD, Collage. Will you be then recording with the Casals cello?
Yes. In fact, there's a plan to record a few CDs. The first one is a CD of Schumann's music, and we will record the Schumann concerto in its original version, which is for string quintet. So I'm going to record
it. Oh, really? That's the way he wrote it, as a string quintet?
And he never heard it in his lifetime, both versions. So I will be recording the Schumann concerto with a string quartet, and all the cello and piano music with Noreen. So the Adagio and Allegro, the fantasy pieces, and the five folk pieces.
That's true. So it does add up after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it adds to a nice CD. And of course, Schumann was a great composer that Casals loved. And the other CD that we're going to record is the program that we are playing this season and next season. It's a reviving an old program from exactly 100 years ago that Casals played.
Oh, what an interesting idea.
Yeah, and we performed it at Peabody Conservatory, which is where I teach, on February 12th, which was Founders Day, and he played that program on 1915, February 12th. And we did the same thing, same day, on the same cello. It was a very cool feeling to do it, and we're going to perform that program around the country and in Europe, and culminating in recording it on a CD. And again, not just to record on the cello, but also to send a message, first of all, for us, the artists, but also to the public, that once upon a time, people played concerts like this, and there were long lines of young people waiting to enter the hall, and there must be a reason for that, other than just, okay, there was no internet and no pop music and rock music. Sure. It was also entertainment.
Well, there are three components, it seems to me, of any concert. That is the composer, the performer, and the audience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
their interests ideally would coincide, but that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Casals, you are going to play one of his pieces tomorrow night also with the Chamber Orchestra, his Song of the Birds, and that's also on this disc and with a cello piano version.
Yeah, this is on an older disc that I recorded. I learned, this is one of the first pieces I learned with Bernard Greenhouse. And the main idea there was to learn how to relax your vibrato and to be able to change it on every note. So to change the speed of the vibrato on every finger that you put down according to the hierarchy of that note in the phrase. And that was a revelation for me as a young student. And Greenhouse, that was the main thing that he taught us, how to control the left hand and how to make it your voice or an extension of your voice. And I really wanted to record it. Of course, it's very hard to record such a piece, especially when it's associated so much with Casals. And these days I'm asked a lot to play it because of the cello. And a lot of the times what I do is playing that piece, but also playing, for instance, a Jewish prayer by Bloch, showing that this is actually my voice and that's my Song of the Birds. And that the cello has sort of an eternity and we are just passengers. And now I am holding it, so I want to show my Song of the Bird with it. But yeah, that's the real Song of the Birds.
Is that a challenge at all to have that last note die away like that?
Yes, big challenge. I mean, the entire piece is, it's not easy. Simplicity is a harder thing to do.
Well, we have one more here from this collage. Let's see it now. Using your meal analogy, you've got the Rachmaninoff as the steak, and we had heard the popper, which is the strawberry on the dessert. So this middle composer, not a household word, would fit where into the course?
Well, that's the beginning of the dessert.
Oh.
Yeah, and this dessert is actually when you visit a place where you've never been before and it's very exotic. It's not the dessert that you're used to, the ice cream that you always have on Sunday. This is dessert from Georgia. So you're visiting
Republic of Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. And it's by Zolkan Tsintsanze, who was a Georgian composer and a cellist. And he wrote the piece in 1950 to his best friend, Daniel Shafran, the great Russian cellist. And there are a lot of great, acrobatic cello stuff going on because Shafran could do that. And the piece hasn't been recorded enough, I think. It's just a wonderful, wonderful piece. I've been playing it in concerts a lot, and finally Noreen and I put it on the CD, so I'm really excited about it. And the movement we're going to hear is Sashiado, and it's trying to imitate an accordion. The cello in the beginning is imitating an accordion, and then while it's sort of imitating a band in a wedding. So the accordionist gets assigned to start playing, and he doesn't really want to. He has like a cigarette in the mouth and a little vodka in hand. So he plays because he has to, because he gets paid, and then his friends in the band join him because they have to. But since they're musicians, they get intoxicated with the music, and it ends up being a very intoxicating movement that ends up with great flair.
There's some precedent for that in music. I could cite a couple of other examples, and it's a fun thing to portray, but here it is, and it's called Sashado.
Sashado.
It sounds very Georgian, and it does sound a little drunk, too.
Yes.
But that can be, I'm sure, a very hard effect to pull off.
Yeah, it was hard to record it once you don't have the public to play it for, just microphones, because usually in concerts I tell the public that when the third movement comes, you can stand up and dance. And believe it or not, they've done it. I've seen that.
Children are particularly good that way.
You'll be surprised. There were some elderly people who did that.
No kidding.
And in fact, there's an arrangement with orchestra, and once I did that with an orchestra, and to my surprise, they prepared a surprise for me. All of a sudden, half of the orchestra stood up with their instrument and started dancing and went down to the hall. And
Wow, where was that?
In Missoula, Montana.
Missoula, Montana.
It can only happen there.
Well, that big Georgian community that they have there. Uh-huh.
The string orchestra of the Rockies.
Yeah. Wow. So Sashado is the name of that, and it's the third of the five pieces in this a set of five of pieces on folk themes for cello and piano, written in 1950 by the Georgian composer
Tsintsanze.
It's been a pleasure having you with us again today, Amit Pellet.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Look forward to that concert tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. The occasion will include the Schumann Cello Concerto in A Minor and the Papa Tarantella that we heard earlier, and then the Song of the Birds by Casals also.